The Ramban, a couple of things here in this parasha of Yudah B'Tamar that refer to the Indian of Yibum. Let's go through as much as we could. You have your sheets. I took those selections from the parasha. After the death of the first son of Yehuda, Er, the pasuk tells us that Yehuda said to the second son, Onan, that he should be miyaveim Tamar. The pasuk says, Vol eches achicha viyaveim osa. That's the first reference to the word Yibam in the Chumash. The hakem zera leachicha. So the Ramban quotes Rashi and argues on Rashi, at least how he understood Rashi. Rashi says, quoted by the Ramban, Haben yikarei al shem hames. What's the hakem zera? What does it mean, the hakem zera leachicha? That the son shall be called by the name of the late brother. The ein ze emes. That's the mitzvah of Yibum that we know of. The Torah says, Yakum Hashem Achiv Hameis. The Eina Yavam Mitzuve Likro Libno Kishem Achiv Hameis. There is no obligation that the Yavam has to call the son by the name of the late brother. The Amar, the Boaz, the Gamestus Hamoviya, Eshes Machlon, Kanisi Liisha, Lakim Shem Hameis Al Nachalasso. So a similar expression, Hakim Shem Hameis, and what was the name of the child? That Tikrena also Oved Lo Machlon. So the Ramban is bringing the two psukim from the Torah by the Mitzvah Yibum and the pasuk in Rus that indicate that the inyan of Hakamas Shem is not to name the child after the father. It's mefurish in the Gemara in Yevamis also. The Gemara says, don't think that Hakamas Shem means that you have to call the son by the name of the father. The Gemara, the Mara already points out in Gur Aryeh and others probably too, Rashi necessarily didn't mean literally Yikari Hashem Hameis in the sense of naming the child. It's true, that's not the halacha and that's not the requirement. Rabban is going to bring further from the pasuk that by Onan, it doesn't sound like that was the thing that was bothering him, that you have to name the child heir. But rather, Rashi means the inyan. There's an inyan of Hakamas Shem in the Yibum. Some inyan that the child is somehow perpetuating the nefesh of the late brother, and the Rabban is going to develop the idea in his way. So it could be Rashi didn't mean something like the Ramban thought it to mean. The Ramban asks further, the last kasha. Va'od, she'amar, the pasuk states Vayeda Onan kilo lo yazara. What does it mean? What is the pasuk saying that Onan was realizing that the zera would not be his? Umaharah she'tavo lavat kiishas zera mipaneha mikarishim b'no k'shem achad ames. Ro ben yadam esavim lasus kein. In other words, what is it that Onan was afraid of? Lo lo yazara, the child's going to be named heir. So what? What's so terrible? Because of that, he was mashkis a zera, not to have Tamar have a child from him. That because it's going to be named after the brother. V'lomar, and not something else. V'lomar kasu v'yomar Onan. Onan made a statement. He said, "I don't want to do this because it's a simple question. Does he want to name the child? If he feels he has to name the child after the brother, so he should say, 'I don't want to do it.' What's vayeda Onan?" Nona realized something. There's something very profound that he realized about the implications of what he's about to do, and based on that realization, he chose not to go forward to do the Yibum. So if it came down to was a question of naming the child, the pasuk wouldn't say Vayeda Onan Kilo Yezara. It should say Vayomer Onan. So what is the pshat? And here we get to very sadistic inyan. We should just be aware of this. Others talk about it more at length. Rabbi Benel in Parshas Kiseitze, in the Parsha of Yibum, has a lot to say about this inyan. Other Mefarshim, the Rakanti on the Ramban, you know, Kabbalah, but the Ramban alludes to it now. What does it mean? Vayeda onan ki lo lo yehazara ki yediyah brura haisa lo bazeh shelo yehazara. In other words, Vayeda means he understood what Yibum means. And that if he would be meyaveim, it wouldn't really be that it'd be his child. It'd be something about this child that would really have to do with the neshama of Er. And that was why he didn't want to go down this path. Avo ha'inyan, sod gadol misodos ha'torah. Now look how he puts it. Every word of Ramban has to be dissected. Ha'inyan sod gadol misodos ha'torah be'toledes ha'adam. In the genealogy of mankind. Interesting expression. V'nikruhu le'enei roim. It's not typical language, you realize. Ramban is saying something very deep. This is a sod, misodus haTorah, betoledus haAdam, and it's nikur le'enei roim to those who see, ashenasin l'Hashem einayim liros, v'asnayim l'shmoa. V'hayu hachachamim hakadmonim kodem haTorah yodim. They knew way back, before the Torah was given, they understood this sod. Ki yesh toeles gedola b'yibam ha'ach. There's an inyan of Yibum, and it's a sod in Yibum that the ideal realization of that idea of what Yibum represents is realized through the brother, but it can really have fulfillment through other relatives. Any relative would also the same benefit would come through the Yibum of that relative as well. Now, what is Ramban referring to? He's very cryptic. This is you'll find in the Bar Benel in Parashas Kiseitse. The Amnam Tam HaYibum Besodo Kifim Hashem Matzano Rishonim Kadmoneinu Mkubalin Lipimosh Rabbeinu Hu Adas HaKodem HaMkubal Etzlam. Transmigration of souls, they call it. Other way of saying it, Gilgul Neshamos. Because of Ramban, from the Barbanel here, because of Ramban, the Perusha, the Vayeda Onan, we just read, Kilo Yazara, Sheinian, who sold me, sold us a Torah, the Toledo Sa'adam, Sheyoacham, Shonim, Kodam, Toyonim, Shotos, Kodal, Beibim, Ach. And so on. The kavonas harav, with the barbanel, what the Ramban means, shehanefesh hamisgalgeles lo tochu be'ezah chomer sheyizdamein. It just doesn't just take effect on whatever raw material that it happens to be. There's a cheshbon for the neshama going to whatever guf it connects with. The shevarz hakadosh baruch hu zakos hanefesh hameis the schus. The nefesh ha-meis, kishe yoshev el ha-aretz kishe haya, v'liyos ha-guf ha-yose dom el guf ha-meis, the chamro, in other words, the guf that's most similar to the guf of the meis, should be mekabo that neshama that was in the guf ha-meis. Hu hanar ha-yivol ha-yulad me-ishto, shu etza me-atzama v'basa b'psaro, u-me-achiv she-yitzu shneem me-av echad. And that's what Yibam is about. And he goes on and on and on and on here. So you understand what the Ramban is referring to. Now, what is that the Lashon of the Ramban that he says, it's so gadol misodos hator betoledes ha'adam. So one of the Farshim of the Ramban, Chaber of the Sefer, Yekev Ephraim, Chaber is someone who I know personally, he's a tremendous Talmud Chacham and gadol, and he wrote on the Ramban. In fact, even the Ramban that was put out by Art Scroll make reference to his Svarim often in the notes on the bottom. Others also have quoted him. Anyway, it's called Yekev Ephraim. He's medayik a lot of times in the language of the Ramban, and he points out the Ramban in Eov, in Perek Ekronis B'Kiyusa, you can imagine, in Svarim of the Ramban, Rambam, in Eov, in his Perish in Eov, in Perek Lamed Gimel, the Ramban makes a reference in Le'enei Haroim. Ramban's lashon le'ini haroim here. So the Ramban's lashon in Eov, the end of Paraglam Gimel, he talks about the inyan of Gilgul Neshamos. There's a pasuk in Eov, Paraglam Gimel, Hein kol adam yifal kel pa'amim pa'mayim shalosh im gever. And the Mekubalim use that pasuk as a reference to Sod of Gilgul, which is part of the answer that was given to Eov, not understanding why people suffer, tzadik v'ra lo, one of the things that that's used to answer, to explain it, is the Sod of Gilgul Neshamas. So the Ramban, the very end of his Pirush, Perek Lamed Gimel, so he says the Imtish Tachbots Lahavin Hasod Hanichbad, he's referring to Gilgal, Libcha Tashis Lidaiti, Vikil Yosecha Tishtonain, Vaalai Chait Alechait Tisonain, Du Vidui, Vyasur Alai Panecha, Haanan Tachzena Einecha, Hamelech Vaakala, Vititsata Ligula. So he's talking about Tachzena Einecha. There's something else I would just add here. The Ramban in Torah Seshem Tamima, in the Drasha, he gave a Drasha, Torah Seshem, it was written, became a sefer of his, an essay. He has a part of that, he mentions the union of Chochmas HaParsut, that if you look at somebody's face, you can see into their soul. And it's a certain ability, I know what it's called, it's a science, but it's a pseudoscience probably, most people probably don't know what they're doing, but what's it called? It's a P. Anyway, to be able to read somebody by looking at their face. Rav Shmuel Gaon writes about this, that it was a soul that was given over called Hakoras Panim, and also Sidri Sartutin, which is palm reading, to look at the lines on a person's palm, and it's alluded to in a pasuk in Bereshis, Ze Sefer Todos Adam. So I would, and he says that it goes on that the Shurgon says that they were most of this one generation to the other, but to only select people. Anyway, I would imagine that Ramban is alluding to this here as well, because he's talking about Sod and the Shamus. So a lot of that is by looking at it, if you have that Masorah, being able to read a person, see through them, literally. So the Ramban is saying here it's a Sod Betoledes Ha'adam, meaning the pasuk Zeh Sefer Todos Adam. I think that's what Ramban has in mind here. Betoledes Adam, and V'nikahu Leinei Roim, he means the Roe, the person who has that ability to read palms or to read faces, let's say. So he would be able to see and say, "Where's your neshama? Your neshama is a Gilgal of that neshama." That's what they say that Rizal could do. He would know with a person, you know, what was his past life and where his past life was, and you know where he came from. Anyway, it could be. The Ramban is also alluding to that. I'm just speculating. I'll kopan him. The Ramban is saying this is the union of Yibo. Now let's see how it plays out in Yehud and Tamar and in terms of the Torah. Let's go on. For how you noagim lisa eshes hames, the minag way back before the Torah was given. We'll see when it started. To know, did it start before Yehuda or with Yehuda? Certainly before Matan Torah, he's saying. They knew about it. Kodem haTorah. Again, the ideal is the brother, but it could have been a father, it could have been another karov. Now, what the Ramban is unsure about is where did it begin? Did it precede Yehuda? Did Yehuda engage in something which was already something that people were doing, or did Yehuda initiate? Quotes Chazal on this. Yehuda was the first one to actually initiate the mitzvah because he understood the sodos. Where did he get it from? In other words, Yehuda had a mesorah about the inyan of Yibam and the Gilgal and the Shamas and everything else, and therefore he was the first to actually carry it out. That's how the Ramban brings from Chazal. Now, where does it fit with the Torah's mitzvah of Yibam? So there is an inyan of Yibam that precedes the Torah. And Yehuda could be was the first one to actually carry it out because he understood the soldiers of it. Now, within that world, before the Torah was given, it's not limited to a brother. It could be, as the Ramban says here, the father. It could be other relatives that would be Yerusha, She'ero, Kav Mishpachto, She'yorish Nachala. The Kasher Bo'asa Torah. The Osra, Eish Eskzas HaKrovim. Torah answered other relationships of other wives of other relatives and said that's us, sir, no matter what. I the husband died childless. No. The Torah did not make any exceptions. However, but the Torah left room in one case that there should be, we should override the pre-existing Yisr, call it Hut for Techuya if you wish, right? The pre-existing Yisr of Eishes Ach, Ne'a Yibo. The low Ratsa Sheyidoche Mipanav Yisr Eishes Achiha Av Ve'Haben Bezulasam. In other words, not talking about a case of Eishes Ach together with another Yisr, like Arisugi of Yivamis. We're talking about, in other words, the idea of having a Yibam, which is not Eishes Ach relationship, a different relationship, because after all, it's still a relative. Torah did not want those other Yisurim to be waived. Why? Because Kiba Ach Hurgal Hadavar, again, because based on what was already, it was already common before the Torah, again, whether Yehuda started or before Yehuda, but before the Torah, it was already Hurgal, so the Torah validated what was common practice. In a bunch of interesting yisod, the practice was already there, and the Torah left that, given that there that was where it was most prominent, because that's where the tikkun is the greatest for the neshama. So ba'ach hurgal hadavar v'to'eles kerova, as we said before, that the to'eles is the most likely and the most powerful to'eles comes from the brother, v'lo b'hem, and not with the other relatives. Kmo she'ezkarti. That's the Pashup Shalom, what Chalitza represents. It was considered nachzorius that the brother could do such a thing and he won't do it. This is all Kabbalistic here. Like Chalitza knows, she was removed and it's like he's shirking his responsibility and he's not perpetuating the name. So now, what about a case of a relative that's not an Isser of that rice? But remember, if there's some Shaykhs to Yerusha, there's an Inyan in Yibu, as Ramban has said. Elamai comes to Torah, and Torah says, we'll leave it with the Ach, and we're not going to make exceptions by the Arayis that are not Ach. What about a relative case like Boaz and Rus? Well, you had a relative where it wasn't an Isser of Arayis, but is there an Inyan of Yibum? So he says, yeah, that's exactly what you have there. That Hinhigu Fanibi Yisrael, Aso Samai Sazeb, Bechol Yoshinav, Be'osum Shoyebem, Yisrael She'er. The Karo also Ge'ula. And that's what they call it Ge'ula. It's redeeming, meaning the Ge'ula of Boaz is a kiyum of that Inyan of the soul of Yibum. In other words, when they say they said you had ben yonami v'loyikar shem amei, the lishonos in the psukim in Lewis, this inyan of you. There's a fascinating masha later in Yevamos. It's kedai to say this all because we did the sugya v'aseidoch losa say with Yibam and so on. It's an interesting masha. You won't forget this masha, I don't think, after learning Yevamos. Daf Ayin Zayin is the sugya later in Yevamos, the whole diyun of what happened with David HaMelech's Yichus. David HaMelech came from Rus. Rus was a Moabite, and the Torah says that she cannot, a Moabite cannot come into the Klal Yisrael. But we know that it was decided the halacha that that's only referring to the male, not to the female. But there was all debate. It was not such a simple thing. There were many who thought that there'd be a problem for a woman as well as for a man. And Boaz, in a sense, was his Beis Din, and he was Machria, that of course it's Amoni Vu Amonis, Moabi Vu Moabis. But the Goel, the one that was closer and had the first crack to do the Yibum, he declined. Right? Poni Amoni. And what was his reason? How did he put it? He said, Lo'ucha Ligoli, Pen, Ashchis Es Nachlasi. What was his concern? He's going to taint his children. Meaning, because as Rashi says, Ta be'amoni bo'amonis. He didn't accept this. Rashi wasn't sure that that's valid, and therefore be violating the Isser, seemingly of Yom Bikal Hashem, and the children will be tainted. But the question is obvious. So if that's what he's concerned about, he didn't rely on the Pesach, you could say, of Boaz. And the Chacham felt that it's Amoni B'lamonis B'lamoavis. So if that's his concern, why is he only, he's always only stating that Ashkes is Nachlasi? What about his own Aver? He has his own sin to worry about. That's just the children. Good kasha, right? So there's a very famous Biskav Rav in Rus, which you can look at, comes Shavuos time, which is a very beautiful pshat, not for now. You can see that, a whole mahalach on this inyan. But the Masha asked the Kasha too. L'inyaneinu, I want to tell you what the Masha says. The Masha says over here, Davayin Zayin, based on our Ramban. The Ramban here says that there's an inyan of Yibum by Shah Krovim too. Just that when you have an Isser of the Torah did not waive it for Yibum except by Ishisach. Says the Masha, we have the Sugya and Daf Chav of Asei de Yibum, Doche, Lo Sasei, that you should say Asei Doche Lo Sasei, and therefore Mana Min Ha'erisin, for example, should really have Yibum. Elamai, why is the Mishnah say that she only gets Chalitz and not Yibum? Because there's a Gzeira of Bia Rishona Atu Bia Shnia, because Bia Rishona is the only thing that's Mutter, not Bia Shnia, and he might end up doing Bia Shnia, so therefore the Chachamim Mumetake goes in not to have Yibum at all. When was this Takana made? Who knows? We don't know historically. Maybe Bizmana Mishnah. Hashtas. Says in Masha, the reason why the Goel, that means Poni Amoni, was not concerned about his Aveira, because there's a mitzvah of Yibum. What he means of Yibum? He's not a brother, but no, the Ramban says that Yibum applies to the wider circle of Krovim as well. Again, unless it's against the Torah, but this is not a case of a Krovitz against the Torah. So that Inyan of Yibum, even though it's not a Chiyuv, so you get into the question of Asei Docholos Asei, if it's a, you can say a Kiyum Mitzvah, as opposed to a Chiyuv Mitzvah, so you're all going to be thinking the Kasha of Mitzvah Rosh, or the Ches in the days, right? That the only thing that's Docholos Asei is a Chiyuv, not a Kiyum, alright? Good, you can ask on the Mashah from the Tosa Rush, but could be they'll say that even a Kiyum Mitzvah is Doche. But Al Kopanim, the Mashah says that since at that time in history there wasn't yet a Gzeira, Birushon to Birushniya, that was made whatever point, but not at the time of Rus and Boaz. And therefore, the Halacha would dictate that Asei Doche Lo Sase. Therefore, he would be Mutter and Birushona, even if there's an Veira of Moabi, of Olevam B'Kal Hashem. But Lamaisa, he's to do Yibum. It's in of Yibum, and it's a Tchia. Elamai, but what's going to be? The Mitzias is that she's a Moavis, and therefore the child is tainted. And therefore he felt that he didn't want to do it because it would taint the child. Because Lamaisa, there's a psuli call here, except that the Mitzvah Yibum would override it. That's what the Masha wants to say. So he says, in his case, he had children already. So why do I have to bring new children into the world that are going to be puzzled? You, Boaz, so it turns out he brings the Chazal that Boaz had, all his children had died, so he didn't have any children. So for you, you do it, not me. That's more or less what the Mashiach says. Lamaisa, he takes this, the Ramban, and implications are very fascinating, that the Ramban's Bort would be able to say for the case of Ruas, that the Biasei Dochalos Asei, the Asei, what Asei? The Inyan of Yibum. Yeah. Anyway, look at the Masha, you'll see. There's more here. Let's continue, because there are a lot of different Rambans here. That's one in you. So right away, the Ramban introduces the Sod of Yibum. Every one of these Rambans we could spend hours on, but let's continue. Shvi Almana Beis Avich. Now, what comes next in the story? So after, it turns out that Onan dies, and now there's another brother, third brother left, Shela. So he tells her, Tamar, stay here, don't go anywhere, stay and mourn. And what does that mean? Ad yigdal Shelah b'ni, until Shelah grows up. He was young. So what does it mean? Shvi almana beisavich, stay like an almana. Shetina giyal menuseich sham ad yigdal Shelah. In other words, continue to mourn. Don't let on in any way externally that you're interested in remarrying, meaning in the broader world, to some new person. Because what is she right now? What do you call her? This woman, it's Tamar. She's a Shomeres Yavam, correct? Remazla is abri lipshi big de evil. Va'alta suchi shem and kishach ogirisak al ba'al no reha at sheikdal shela v'yabe mosach. Meaning Yehuda's telling her, Shela will do Yibam. Ki kena minig b'misyabemes. The minig by misyabemes is that she doesn't start dressing up ki'u like she's ready to start dating to the broader circle of men. No, she's a Shomeres Yavam. She's Asur L'Shuk, so to speak, or we'll see what it means here, but she has to wait for the Yavam. If she wants to marry out to someone else, you mourn for whatever period of time you do mourning for the previous husband, then she's consoled. Meaning she wears scarlet, she wears nice clothing, but she gets herself nice, dressed up, and then she'll find, someone will court her and then she'll marry. So what is the reason why Yehuda is saying to her not to do that? Remain in your clothing of mourning, almana beisavich ki amar, because he was thinking, lest Shela die like his brother. So what is the point of what Yehuda's concern is? So Rashi says, quotes Rashi first, Hayadochos Abikash, it's just a flimsy excuse, he's trying to push her away. Really, he was not interested in having her marry Shela either, according to Rashi, it seems. Shelo yabidaitu asiyalo, says Rashi, ki amar. Because what's Yehuda's reason why he really didn't want Shela to marry Tamar? Penyamas kamuke achav, because lest he also die, meaning ki mochzekes izu sheimusu anasheha, Rosh and Rashi. It's a chazaka, if you hold Shela in the Mishnayos later on. Also, how many times is a chazaka, two or three? So if you have a case of a woman whose two husbands die, according to one Tana, it's considered a chazaka, she can't marry a third person, because we say that it's because of her and her mazel that the husband's died, and it's a sakana for her to marry a third time. So Rashi is going to pshat in Chumash that Yehuda really did not intend to give Shela over to Tamar because he's afraid that this is a chazaka that therefore Shela will die too. Now the Ramban doesn't like this pshat. What's he's a Moshe, Yehuda. Why is he embarrassing this woman, the daughter-in-law Tamar? Why is he leaving her in limbo, saying, stay here, and really wait till he grows up, and really he had no intention to ever have Shela marry her? He should say, don't stay here. Go marry whoever. Why should he mislead her? Because, in fact, according to what Rashi is saying, she's not allowed to marry Shela. Again, according to that Tana. The old kibi yoso makbidaz nuneha l'chayvos asreifa. The fact that he issued a verdict, she's chayv tzreifa near shayachafitz baliyosa bebeso. That means that she married. The fact that she was mizan, that means that she was supposed to remain in this house. It's hard, far-fetched to think that Yehuda was blaming her for the death of the two sons, and therefore it's a sakana that she'll marry a third time because he'll die as well because of her mazel. What's the reason why the two children died? The Torah says why. They were Rabbein Hashem, and so was with Er, and so was with Onan. So what, Yehuda didn't realize it was because of the chatoim of the, in a case like that, it's not an Easter for her to marry a third person, because it's clearly not her mazel, it's not her cause for the death of the two husbands. It was each one was right in their own right. So what, Yehuda didn't know that? So why assume that Yehuda did not want Shela to marry Tamar because he thought it was because of her, she was a katlanis? That's not achora true. Yehuda should have realized, they must have realized that it was a chet of Aaron Onan themselves that caused their own death. Therefore, the Ramban was different shat. La'nochem be'enai. Shal yeshelu roi liyaveh. Really, Yehuda would have wanted, ultimately, he just wanted to stall a little bit. He was roi, according to Rashi, in other words, Ramban's kash and Rashi is that if mi'ikar adin, she's ushered to marry Shela, then there's no yibum pending for Shela. Then she should be free to marry out, and Yehuda should have sent her l'chi l'shalom and not stay in the house. What's the issue for Rashi? The Maral says something interesting. Could be mitzad echad, she can't marry Shela because it's sakana. Rashi holds it was a sakana. You have to know how to answer the kashas of the Ramban. Why is it sakana? It's really their own averis. But Rashi holds that it was a sakana for her to marry Shela. Mitzad sheni, there's still an iser of osiyachus and sakutzalish zar. There's a principle that she should marry out. It comes out according to this that she can have the yavam, but she can't have anyone else either. That's what the Maral says, according to Das Rashi and Chumash. Yehuda didn't, was dochar. Wait, but really he didn't want Shela to marry her because he felt that she's also to Shela, Sakana. But at the same time, Yehuda felt she's not allowed to marry out either. Rabban says it can't go that way. Manafshach, he's also to Shela, she's mutter l'shuk. And Rashi learned that no, that she was also to Shela, Yehuda felt, but she can't marry out either. That's according to Rashi. The Rabban learns differently. Of course, Shela was royally yavin. Avaluratza avib shiyab mosabodinu nar. He's still young. Pen yachta ba keachav. He might also do something wrong. Asher meisu binurim, they also died young. Kino arim hayu. Ein le'echad mehem shlemes v'shana. You have to make a cheshbon here, but you realize if you, this entire story took place within a window of when Yosef was sold at age 17, and when everybody came down to Mitzrayim when Yosef was 39. It's a matter of 22 years. Now, at the end of those 22 years, you have Peretz and Zerach with children. Parshas Vayigash. And the Shivim Nefesh, Chetzron v'Chamul, right, are already born. So imagine, these are Peretz and Zerach were the children of the union of Yehuda and Tamar, and they have children by the time 22 years later. So you can't imagine that that Erva Onan were very, that must have been just basically Roy Levia, which is, the Gemara says, age 9. So we're talking about young, right, under Bar Mitzvah. So Ramban is saying they weren't 12 even, therefore he didn't want Sheila to marry her at such a young age. Kasha Yigdal, the Ishmael Musar Aviv, so who knows, he could stray from the path, just like the brothers. So let him first get older and he'll be more receptive to his father's Musar. Oz Yitnena Lo Isha. That was the pshat in Yehuda's cheshbon, that he would give Sheila over to Tamar at a later stage. The Kasha Emtina Yom Rabin Verasa Kigado Sheila Beinah, and she saw in her eyes he's old enough and he's still not given in as Yibum. So then what? But in the father's eyes, he's still young. You know, it was in her eyes, Tamar, he's old enough. And in Yehuda's eyes, he's still not old enough. He's still not 10. She felt that 9 is already old enough, I guess. And whatever, I mean, whatever Tamar. She was even continuing to wait. So Tamar wanted that Kamas shame from somebody. If not Sheila, so let it be Yehuda, because again, the union of Yehuda and Tamar was Yibam, except that it was done in a strange kind of a way, that Yehuda did not realize that he was actually unwittingly fulfilling the union of Yibam with Tamar at the time that he did it, because he thought it was, again, he thought it was a situation of a zona. But Lamaisa, at the end, Sad Kamimani, he realized that she had good cheshbon, which is next Ramban. Actually, two Rambans ahead. What about the verdict? When he originally heard that she had become pregnant, so he said, let her be killed. Why Sreifa? So Rashi quotes a Medrash, Fran Naksham, Tamishra Rav Meir, who was Tamar, daughter of Shame. Shame had a status of a Kohen, but who Kohen the El Elyon, Malki Tzedek, and Pashas Lechacha. And the din is, Basish Kohen is Mizana, the punishment is Sreifa. Now, the Ramban asks the obvious question. What is the Onesh Sreifa for Bas Kohen? A Bas Kohen who is married, who's Mizana. She's an Eishes Ish, she's Mizana. What do we have here? A Bas Kohen, not Nisua, not Arusa, Shemeres Yava, Shezinsa, and there's no halacha of Misa for Shemeres Yava and Shezinsa. She violated the law of Eishes Hames, that she's Skuka Liyavam, but that's not a penalty of Misa. Ubein Bas Yisrael, Bein Bas Kohen, Ein Ela Belav Greda. Elamai, so let's suggest the following interesting possibility. Again, all within the Yanim of Yivam, Vim Toma. Maybe you'll say, Shahaya Hayivam Noeg Bivnei Noach. That what? That Yivam was already Noeg by them from way back. And Vihila had Bechal Eshes Ish. And they viewed the Yivam, the fact that there's a Zika, as an Eshes Ish and Ishes. And what is therefore the Avera that we're dealing with within the Yanim of Yivam? Lo Si Eshes Mesechut Lizal Yivam Malashuk. What is that? A lav. For us, a lav is only Malkus, not Misa. But for Bnei Noach, what's the rule? Azhara son, Zuimisa son. Therefore, if the Nibim was knowing already, and they viewed this as an Eishes Ish, Vazhar Shalem Zuimisa son, Valuahem Romim, so then you'll say that's why the Misa was Sreifa, because of the punishment being for Znus, for violation of the Azhara of Vamalashuk. But the Ramban says it's not a good answer. Why? Chazal say Yehuda hiskov mitzvahs yibum t'chila. Yehuda started it. So you can't tell me the whole institution of Yivam Lashuk, the Isser, was already Noeg before Yehuda. Yehuda started Yivam. So you can't say that there was a pre-existing Isser, Yivam Lashuk, so to speak, with Ashara, with Misa, and therefore you can talk about Sreifa. Can't be, because Yehuda initiated Yivam. V'chein b'gemar Sanhedrin mochiach she'en Yivam b'nei Noach b'chayemes klal. Again, that even with Bnei Noach, there's no Inyan of Yisra of Yivam, the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Nira Lisa's Ramban, Yehuda was a Katzin Shoter, Moshe Ba'aretz, and the Kalo could be the one who was Mizana, Eina Nidos Mishar Anashim, but she's Mevaz HaSamalchus, Ramban has his own Pshad, therefore he just figured give her a strong, severe reprimand in the form of an Onesh of Sreifa. derech pshat, and so on. The next Ramban, sadka mimeni. So what does it mean, sadka mimeni? Rashi said, sadka bidvareha. She's right. She says, who does this belong to? He's the one that I had relations with. Mimeni is chazal, mimeni hinu beres. It's from me. That's the pshat Rashi brings. Chazal say, Basco came out, it was all mimeni that this happened. The Ramban learns like this, sadka mimeni means sadikim betovim mimenu, greater than. Mimeni, more than me. She's more right than I am. Go down a few lines. Sadka v'maseh, what she did is she's more right than me. Ki hi hatzadekes v'ani achote eleha. Why was I achote that I held Sheila back from her? She was kuka for Sheila. I should have given Sheila to her sooner. She's a tzadekes v'ani achote eleha shelo nesati l'Sheila b'ni. V'atam ki Sheila hu ayavam. V'im lo yachbo tzakachis yivimto. If you're not going to have the Yavim do it, then other who are go acharav kasha pirashti lamala b'din hayibim. So then she's right. If Sheila's not going to be doing it because I'm holding Sheila back, then she's going to go to the next relative. So she went to me. So tzadka mimeni, she's more right than me. Next Ramban. V'lo Yosef od l'daita. At the end of the story says, V'lo Yosef od l'daita. What does it mean? He did not. So there's two pshatim. Rashi brings two pshatim. One pshat is he did not have relations with her again. That was the only time that encounter. And the other pshat is that he did not stop having relations. Now, he continued having her as a wife. Now, what is the halacha? Yibum occurred. What's the din of yibum? Nasus ki ishto chaldavah. So was he permitted to continue having relations with her as a wife? Certainly. So what's the pshat in the pasuk? According to the Manda Omar, he did not stop having relations. Good, because she's Mamish's wife. According to the Manda Omar, v'lo yasapot, he did not have it again. So the Ramban explains. Once he did Alkamas Shame, for his children, he now had a way of perpetuating the fashos of Erva Onan in the form of Peretz Vizarach. That's the two that now are the Alkamas Shame for the two other brothers. In other words, it was up to him. He could have continued having her. She was his wife. Vizetam Ha'omer Lo Pasak. That's the Manda Amar that says that lo pasak means because you continue to have her. But the question is like this. So according to the Manda Amar that he didn't have, so why not? Why not? The Ramban doesn't explain it. The Ramban says it was up to him. So if it's up to him, so Manda Amar that he lo pasak, good. So that's because the din is that she's his wife. But according to the Manda Amar that it was up to him, so Ramban says once he had a kamazera, lo ratzo liyosi ma'od, why not? So interesting. Ramban doesn't tell us, but in Ramban and Chidushim, we have only a few minutes left. The Ramban and Chidushim Yivam Sadiches at the very end of the piece, Ramban is talking about the union of Ishus of Bnei Noach in terms of, let's say, Shteachoyes for Yaakov, but there was no Isser having to do with Ishus. We mentioned last week or 2 weeks ago about Moshe and the Tshuva, not Gris Moshe, about this. The Maisa, the Ramban at the very end of that piece, or in the middle of that piece, what I have selected here, selection over here at the end, the Ramban says. Now, was there an Isser Kalasso through marriage, son's wife? There's no issues of Bnei Noach. So therefore, the union of Kalasso, even if you tell me that they want to be Noach according to the standards of Lacha Matan Torah, of Kalasso, which is an Erva. But it's only if it's Kalasso, B'Shem, halachically speaking. What makes Kalasso an issues with the son? Correct? Daughter-in-law means an issues with the son, but it's not issues. There's no issues of Bnei Noach. You know, the child is not Messiaches after the father. Let's say Achoyos of Bnei Noach. But only Mimin Ha'em, the Gemara says, not Min Ha'av. Because the Av's Yichus is not really considered to be a real line. Only Yerusha is a special halacha. There's Yerusha. But the Etzem, in terms of Arayis, the Arayis don't go with the father when it comes to Bnei Noach. So what is going on with Yehuda? She's not really a colossal issue. So why is it that Yehuda didn't continue to be with Tamar according to the Manda Omer below Yosef Od, that he didn't have her continue to have relations? Why not? There's no issue here of colossal to consider. The Iu Haisa Kalasso, Mishum Kalasso, Akati Chayevasi Misa Darais. The Hadich Siv, the Ramban, below Yosef Od Gedaita. Says Ramban, listen to this. Meshahais is Kukaliyav. She still is Kukaliyav, Vahu Sheila. He did Hakamas Shem. And yet, the Ramban says, why didn't Yehuda want to continue having his wife, Kechol Dover? There was a keem of the din of Yibum, of the Inyan of Yibum, of the Kinyan of Yibum. And yet, the Ramban is saying an amazing thing. But there was still a Zika to who? To the brother. Why? Because he's the brother. I usually, when there's already a kiyum of Yibum, so that takes away the sinka to any of the other brothers, obviously. What makes us different? Because this Yibum is a broader Yibum of the inyan of a father and father-in-law, which is okay. That Ram Kaban could say that could also be inyan of Yibum, and it could be a kishdol chol davar. But in terms of removing the zika of Yibum, if there's a brother, meaning Sheila, so true, Yehuda didn't took his time, and therefore she jumped the gun and got the hakamas shame of the Yibum from Yehuda. But in terms of the fact that there still is zika to Sheila, that didn't change. The Ramban says here in Yevamos Sadiches, therefore that's the reason why Yosef would have died, because Sheila has the zika here, even after Yehuda had a kinyan of the Yibum. Kinyan, that's what Ramban is saying. It's amazing chiddush, no? Amazing chiddush. A kopanim, a little bit of a taste of Yevamos in the Parshas Vayeshev, right? Everybody in the Chazar. Sunday, Yehuda was out.
There's two. Where are we at?